This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Learn the in preparation for the Yom Naram, so I was trying to think of what Sefer Musar we should learn. And we know that almost everything, at least in the Litvisha world, everything that we know today comes from the Gra, comes from the Gaon. Ultimately, the whole yeshiva system, everything that we know, comes from the Vilna Gaon. So we don't really have much directly from the Vilna Gaon. Most of what he wrote was from Talmidim, specifically in the area of Musar. The two works that we have, the main work is his Perish on Mishlei, and that certainly would be too much of an undertaking to take on just during the Chodesh of Elul. So I decided we're going to look through the Igeres Hagra. The Igeres Hagra is a monumental work. It was not written clearly as a Sefer Musar, but it has been adopted by Klal Yisrael throughout the centuries to clearly be a Sefer Musar. Kedarko BaKodesh, it's one of the works which you really, like the Gra writes in Shulchan Aruch, and like the Gra writes always, he writes very succinctly, and there's a tremendous amount in every single word. So it's a short letter, it's a rather short letter, but it's something which the Chachmei Yisrael throughout the generations have really spent time and effort trying to expose all the different ideas. Many quote Yecheskel Sarner, Rashi of Chevron, spent a lot of time discussing the Igeres Hagra, and he actually pointed to all the Yesodos of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he was trying to develop in the Musar movement. He shows how they're already alluded to in the Igeres of the Vilna Gaon. I'll just read to you from the Hakdama of Yecheskel Sarna, Hakdama to the Igeres Hagra. He writes as follows: Shelich Oira Hirak Shalom Upreda Liishto Leima. It seems from the surface that this letter is merely just a goodbye letter, as the Vilna Gaon was going to Eretz Yisrael. He writes a goodbye letter to his wife and to his mother who lived with him at the time. But when we delve into it, we see tremendous chidushim. When it comes to the way that we approach Torah and Yerushalayim, and just like the Vilna Gaon and Shulchan Aruch and every area of Torah writes everything very cryptically, so here in this letter, don't fool yourself into thinking it's merely a goodbye letter. There's so much jam-packed into it. B'chol kitzura hanimrots, shekemat lo imatzinu digmasa. You've never seen a letter like this, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna. Eitz rabuseinu harishonim, b'derech hakitzur lachzach af b'mila achas v'afilu ba'ois achas. In every letter of the Vilna Gaon's letter, every word of the Vilna Gaon's letter is a chiddush. Derech gam b'igarezu. V'lechein k'dei lamud al daito, to understand fully, to appreciate what he's writing, aleinu lishmar es pischei piv. We have to guard, we have to watch every single letter. Ulimnois ulisper kol milu b'mila. And this is the type of letter, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, that you have to, if there are two words instead of one word, he could have said it shorter, he could have used one word to describe the idea. You have to ask yourself, why did he say it like this? Why did he not say it like this? Don't just view this as a regular goodbye letter. K'dei lamud al da'ata v'kavanosa leinu lishmar pischei piv ulimnais lisper kol milo milo chol ois v'ois v'ach oz nimtza oitzeres mileim. Then we'll find the jewels contained within this letter. Udvarim nisgavim ba'oitzer lezeh she'yiras shemaim. Reb Chaim Friedlander writes about this letter. Igere zu hi bebechinas muat hamachzik es hamaruba. Yesh to'elis rabba bilimuda. There's a tremendous, tremendous gain someone gets from learning this letter. Kihi bibichinas hafeichba vahafeichba vekulaba. Vaemes. Shemin haroi lichtev tamtsis hadvarim. Avalon matzizila is ata zmanleze vahachiber kvarnis akev etzli zman zmanim tuvim. And therefore, he says that I'm going to publish my ha'aras on this Igeres. So this is a tremendous letter which contains within it really all the yesoides compact into one small short letter, all the yesoides of the Musar movement and the Mahalach HaChaim of Eben Torah. So let's just understand what the Vilna Gaon was doing over here. The Vilna Gaon took upon himself, this letter was written in Germany, in Königsberg, I believe, when he was already on his way towards making Aliyah. He decided, we know the Vilna Gaon was very fond of living in Eretz Yisrael. He convinced, he advocated that all his Talmidim make Aliyah, and ultimately many of them did. The first, one of the first Aliyahs was from the Talmidei, it was from the Talmidei Hagra. So the Vilna Gaon himself, at a certain point in his life, decided he's going to leave his family, he's going to leave everything behind in Vilna, and he's going to try to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's unclear why the Vilna Gaon never succeeded in his trip. We know he never got to Eretz Yisrael, but we don't know why he turned around. And different explanations are given. I'll just read for you a few. Igerezu kosser Rabbeinu Hagoyin be'esha nosel Eretz Yisrael. He was traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Ki yadu lebesoif be'emtza haderech hu chazer lebeisel. He ends up turning around and going back home. Hasiba lama chazer. Why did he return? Yiduim bezekam hasibas. Many people have expressed different theories, but it's all theories. Ve'echad asibus mashi yudu. One of the reasons is mikevan shedasa beis Yosef. Listen to this. Kevan shedasa beis Yosef. The beis Yosef holds sheperus chutz laaretz habam laeretz Yisrael loy laasrim vehichrim lahachmer bezeh. The beis Yosef says that perus that come from chutz laaretz eretz Yisrael are not chayiv in meisrus. And he said you can't be machmer such a thing. Vidas hagoyin shetzorech lahachmer. And the goyin held that no, you have to take shumas and meisrus even on stuff that comes into eretz Yisrael. But beis Yosef hayemara the eretz Yisrael. But beis Yosef was the rav. So there are those that suggest v'nogu eretz Yisrael kachrasa. Therefore, he decided not to go. Now, obviously, you could ask the question, of why did he leave in the first place? If he thought that he would have to follow the psak of the Beis Yosef, and he disagreed with the Beis Yosef, so why did he leave in the first place? So obviously, a lot of that reason does not answer all the questions. Perhaps it just creates greater questions. Umuva oid, another reason given. Tam shechazer minisiyasa beglal hanimolim shehoyu al esfina, the worms that were on the boat. V'yafsidei yedeka chachilas pas b'shabbos kodesh, he wouldn't be able to eat bread on Shabbos. They ruined all the bread, and therefore he couldn't stay there on Shabbos, as we'll see, the tremendous weight he gives to eating full seudai Shabbos, so therefore he left. At the end of the day, I would just point to a short comment that his children make in the Hakdama to his parish on Shulchan Aruch. The children of the Vilna Gaon write as follows. They're writing about the tremendous, tremendous level of the Vilna Gaon. We're talking about a person who barely slept. He slept in half-hour increments, just a few hours a day. He's barely ate. He ate a kebeah worth of bread soaked in water, didn't chew it so he wouldn't get any havnah. We're talking about the person who came as close to Malach Hashem Tzavakos as possible. So they write as follows, his children. Rav Pikchuso Vishtadlusa Bavaydas Hashem. His entire life was dedicated to Avaydas Hashem. Hisha Omdalo Neger Komeiklo. Vihisha Haser Kol Daiga Vichol Otsin. Lavaydas Hashem Besimcha. Nothing bothered him because his entire goal in life was to be Avaydas Hashem Besimcha. Ubituv Lev Kol Yom. Vichol Yom Vyoim. He didn't do anything unless he was 100% sure that this was Ratzon Hashem. Shtayim zu shamati, his son writes, mipiv HaKadosh. I heard from his mouth two things. Vahatar, shelo yeskimo imoy das kainu. Things that he wanted to do, that the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol wasn't masking. Now you have to understand, the Vilna Gaon had a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He writes that he had Magidim coming to him all the time to try to be Megala himself, and he wasn't interested. He wanted to work in it on himself. So the relationship, he knew whether the Rabbeinu Shalom was masking or not. There are two things he wanted to do in his life, and the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol said, no. Why didn't you go to Eretz Yisrael? Why did you turn around? You got so close, you were on your way, then all of a sudden, one day, we wake up and you're back home. What's up, Shah? V'lo anani. He would never answer me. Pam achas hiftzarti bo harbe. I asked him again and again and again. Vashivani ein li rishus min hashamayim. Means he tried to go, and something happened that he understood, ein li rishus min hashamayim, and therefore, he turned around. The second one was also similar. He wanted to write a very succinct Shulchan Aruch, just clearly, psak, halach, lamaisa, nothing else, how we paskin. And again, he says, Ainly Rishus min Hashemayim, it wasn't given Rishus. The dar wasn't zoichet to such a thing. Lo nenev lo b'machshavto v'lo b'dibur v'lo ma'isev. He wasn't getting had hanah b'machshav v'dibur ma'isev ki im inyonei das v'yiras Hashem b'shevach bari. So this is the Vilna Gaon we're talking about, and sometimes it's hard to appreciate what the Vilna Gaon, how it's hard to relate to such a thing. But what's fascinating about this letter that we're going to begin right now is that As I often say when it comes to tshuvas and it comes to letters, sometimes you could glean more about the personality from letters that they're writing to different kroivim, different bnei mishpacha, or different friends. You could see a different side of the personality that you wouldn't necessarily see through the way the Talmidim write, through their chiburim on halacha, and so on and so forth. And therefore, I think that's certainly true when it comes to the Igeres Hagra, as we will see right away at the beginning. So let me begin. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next week on Tuesday. The Gaon writes as follows: Basi levakish mi'itchem. I first request to you, my children, my wife, and my mother. Shaloi titztaru klalu klal. Don't have any tsar. Don't have any daiga. Don't have any pain. Binasi le'eretz Yisrael, that I am leaving you. Vigam lo tidagu kama shivtachali ima. And don't be worried about me. That's all I ask from you. Vigam matidagu hine anoshim noisim al kama shonim bishvil mamon minichim nishoseyem uvineim. Vigam heim novenod b'choisakol. Vani toide lakel, noisei la'oretz ha'kadosha, sha'kol mitzapim l'oisa chemdasis kratol. So the first point that Vilna Gaon makes in his letter, again, is a tremendous point. It's a tremendous point that we have to inculcate into our own lives. He says, you're so concerned. Everyone's looking at me. What are you doing? You're leaving your family. You're leaving your children. You're leaving your mother. You're going away from everything you know. How could this be appropriate? Says the Vilna Gaon, I've seen many, many people in my life in Vilna leave their wives, leave their parents, leave their children for what? For business. And no one says boo to them. I'm leaving because I want to go to Arzenu HaKadosh. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael because I feel like my spiritual relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom is not comparable in Eretz Yisrael as it is outside of Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, this is considered to be a tremendous chiddush. The Vilna Gaon is telling us, again, on his level, we can't understand what he's saying. But on our level, the same barometer has to be applied. He's asking us to be fair. It's not fair that we apply different standards to our spiritual life than we do to our physical life. When it comes to our physical life, something's totally acceptable. It's totally acceptable for people to leave their families for days, for weeks on end, because I have to make a parnasa. Says the Vilna Gaon, if you would view it from my perspective, there's certain things I can't accomplish here in Chutz La'aretz. I have to go to Eretz Yisrael. And just like when it comes to parnasa, you would understand if I told you I have to leave the family, you'd understand 100%. No one would look twice. No one would say anything. The same thing is true when it comes to our spiritual. There's no reason we should give priority to our physical accomplishments, our physical parnasa, as we do to our spiritual parnasa. And just like you would accept it, just like it's considered to be normal in the realm of parnasa, there's no difference in the realm of ruchnius. That is a kernel of a yesod that we certainly could apply to our own lives. To be fair and use the same standards. If we're going to use a standard when it comes to our physical enjoyment, our physical pleasure, our physical success, so we have to apply those standards of effort and exert that same amount of effort when it comes to our spiritual success.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.